Hello. Good evening.
Greetings.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing quite well.
Hey, stranger. Hey, Skip. Thank you. I'm doing fine. I'm functioning within specified thingamabobbies.
Thingamabobbies? Is that a technical term?
Yeah, very technical. Tremendously technical. It means all sorts of things. It covers a wide area. Thingamabobbies.
And did you pick out my toy I gave you purposely, or why?
It's hairy.
You're not going to eat it, are you?
Now, would I?
Yes, you'll eat anything that's furry, from what Mark told me. We better get serious before
Yes.
Omar gets mad.
We better. Okay, down to business. I see we're missing the conductor.
Yes, he's not feeling well. He's
Yes, I know.
sleeping.
I know. Tara's got an eye on him at the moment. But where was I? Oh, yes. Astral travel. I have my notes here. Nice big pile of them. Okay. Now we have an astral traveler, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Don't be afraid to talk. I don't fight very often. Many people annoy me.
You're the astral traveler here now. That's first guess. She's referring
Ryan.
to you.
Ryan. Ryan there.
And you are talking to a woman, female.
Ryan knows who Tia is, don't you? Who I am. Okay. Now, astral travel. Mark tells me that you can travel about 500 mile radius, right? And that you've been experimenting with increasing your ability, right? Okay. Now, do you have questions before I get down to the technical stuff? No. Okay. Right. Now, okay, let's skip that. Let's go on to that. Okay. Now then, your breathing technique. Do you do 10 deep and 10 shallow, or do you just let yourself drift off? Okay. Okay. So we'll work on increasing your ability, and we'll give you a framework to work within that will enhance and expand your ability. Okay, now the other night you were discussing with Mark, if my memory is correct, because I was listening. Instead of doing 500 miles, going to somewhere like the city where the bears are. No, the cubs. The bears? Cubs? It's a city where a football team is called the Bears.
Talk about Chicago would be correct.
Okay.
And
go ahead. Speak up because we're recording this.
Yeah.
You know, we need this into reference.
Okay.
So speak up.
Go for
Yeah, don't be shy. Don't be shy. I'm the shy one here. I used to run and hide, didn't I? Used to have a hell of a time getting into challenge sessions with people I didn't know. I used to talk all squeaky and funny. Still do from time to time. But yeah. Okay. Mark suggested Chicago, I think, which is about 3,000 kilometers, correct? Yeah, that's about 3,000, I think.
No, that'd be less than 3,000 kilometers.
But I don't know. They're your measurements.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say it'd be more like 2,300 kilometers, just off the top of my head.
Okay, so that would be instead of twice as far, that would be three times as far as you would want to go, and that would stretch you a little bit too much, I think. Okay, now what we suggest is going back to the breathing is that you do 10 deep and 10 shallow, and pace them nice and gently so that you inhale a lot of oxygen on the first 10, and then you exhale not as much oxygen on the 10 shallow. And then I assume that you feel your body getting lighter and lighter, correct? Okay, and then you just break free and float up and head off, correct? Okay. Now, to increase your stamina, what you might try is, do you drink coffee? Tea? Occasionally. Some kind of stimulant that will keep you more focused, because you have sort of like a haze around the edges when you look. Because that should sharpen it. But also exercising will help to increase your stamina, not only to your physical body, but to your astral body. So being physically fit also helps with your astral travel. You ski, right?
Yeah.
Ski. Oh, snowboard. Oh, you're one of those long hair types, huh? Not yet, but you're working on it. Okay. Now, with the breathing technique and the exercising, what you can do in the meantime is put yourself into a semi trance state. Do you know anything about yoga?
No.
Okay, now there's a position that yogis recommend. And hold on, whilst I sit Mark up to demonstrate. When the knee goes, that might make things entertaining. Okay. Okay, so it's not going to go all the way around, but normally you'd bring your leg underneath here. Yeah, it's not going to go all the way. Now, what you do is put your hands out so that they're resting on the knees, right? And just feel the energy flowing into you, right? And just make you feel a little bit lightheaded, like you're about to astral travel. Now, what you're doing is you're charging your being with energy coming in from around you so that you go inhale and then exhale. And then you wait a bit, and then inhale again and exhale. And what this is doing is charging your astral form with energy, which will increase your radius and range. It will also increase your lung capacity, which means that it will help with the exercises as well. Do you have any questions at this point?
No.
Okay. Yes, okay. So by doing the breathing routines, that will help increase the energy flow within your being and charge your astral body and increase your lung capacity for your physical body. So by increasing the energy, you can actually travel a fair bit distance. Now, have you got any particular problems with astral traveling, like maintaining focus?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we can do to help you is if you pick an object, right, let's say the bookcase there, you see the bookcase, and keeping your eyes open, what you do is, without touching it, you imagine all the books disappearing off of there. And then you imagine, whilst keeping your eyes open and looking at the bookcase with the books on it, you imagine it being without books, and then you imagine what you want to put on there. Let's say you want to put on little tiny miniature trees or little tiny miniature buildings. You visualize those there instead of seeing the books there. And that will help you to focus mentally. And how it does this is it's sharpening your mind to the perception that you have when you astral travel. Or what you can do as another helpful technique is instead of traveling a great distance, right, is traveling into the next room and putting an object, let's say a book, right, and a book with a picture on the front, and you go and have a look at the picture, and you keep concentrating on that picture. And then when you come back, right, you write down what you saw on the book, and then you go and check. And this will help you with your focus.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? Come on, you must have one question. No? Okay, let's proceed with the next part. Okay, now when you start to travel over the 750 kilometers, is that correct? 500 miles.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Who wants to argue? Yes, Johnny. Never mind.
No, we'll talk later.
Okay. Now, over the 500 miles in the circle that you do, what you can do is, if you have a map of the continental USA, you get one of those things with points on it and a pencil, and you do a circle, let's say that is 800 miles, right? And you pick a town and you travel to that town. Now, first time that you do that, it will be a strain. Mark suggested doubling the distance. I suggest doing it in little increments, because that way, instead of stretching yourself hard, you stretch yourself a little bit. And you pick a town, let's say it's somewhere in Montana, and you pick the town of Missoula. Is that correct? Missoula? Missoula?
Missoula.
Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, that's the place. Missoula. Right. You pick that town and you ask for travel to it. Now, if my memory's correct, that is the capital of that state, right?
No.
It's not?
Helena.
Okay, Helena would do. They're pretty close together anyway. Or they look so on a map. I've never been to either of them. You pick the capital, right? You ask for travel to the capital. Now, you don't need to go off and look at pictures and stuff like Mark suggested, because, I have confidence in your ability. I see it in your eyes that you are an astral traveler, right? And you travel to it, you see what you see, and you come back. Now, you will be tired. So if you want to take a nap, you're welcome to. Also, I suggest is that you keep a journal of your trips when you do the stretching trips where you increase your ability. Now, how it helps you in your everyday life is it gives you much more focus on what you want to do. It gives you an objective, and it affects everything else that you do, that you get more of an objective. It gives you somewhere to aim for, and it makes your life more focused, that you can direct your energies better. It increases your concentration level. It increases your mental processing ability, so that you can think and decide much quicker. You have any questions now? No? Okay, well, I'm going to step out for a few, and I'm going to put the next person in. And don't worry, I don't bite.
Yes, you do.
Greetings and felicitations.
Good evening.
Greetings,
Good evening,
Skip.
all.
Greetings, Johnny, and please do an introduction.
Omal, this is Ryan.
Ryan, it is a pleasure and acquaintance to meet you. I have been informed by Tia that you are a astral traveler.
Yes, that is correct. This man is shy, but he is very strong and very talented young man.
He's also very soft-spoken when he talks to Tia. I noticed that in his voice. If you wish to go up and awake the sleeping one,
Would you like me
gently,
to do that?
if you could. I think he wishes to be here for this traveling
Yes,
session.
yes. Meanwhile, would you encourage our young friend to speak up? And
Certainly.
You always scared me, but don't scare this little guy.
I scared you, Johnny.
You have.
Yes, it
Not
is like
anymore.
holding your brains in a tweezer.
Omal, you better stop.
Excuse me, sir. We are gonna go awake our dead communicator.
Okay. Now, meta concert. Meta concert is a group of minds that work together for a single purpose. It is set up in a organized form, where you have an executive, who focuses and fires the energy. Then you have a conductor, who is the person that collects and sends the energy to the executive. Behind the conductor, you have the primary, or primaries if there is more than one. He is the person that collects the energy from the secondaries and then transmits it to the conductor, who in turn transmits it to the executive, who uses the energy. I take it he is already awake.
Yes, sir. He's on his way down.
Okay. I believe Kara was able to rouse the sleeping one.
Yes, he woke up as soon as I let him know you were here.
Yeah. And finally, the secondaries. They are an energy source that send the energy to the primary, and from the primary, so on up the line. Now, each path is very important. You can do without the secondaries and primaries, but the energy supply is not as strong, and the conductor and the executive kind of act as both the primary and the secondary. They supply much more of their own personal energy, and is therefore tiring for them. Now, as a secondary, there are sources of energy other than your own surrounding you. There is the earth energy, which I believe you're fully versed on, Ryan, is that correct?
What's that now?
Earth energy. Yeah. It is the energy from all around you, from the ground, from the birds, the trees, the rocks. Sound a little bit like Yoda the Hutt. Or is that just Yoda?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do have a voice, do you not? A little creaky there, but it is definitely a voice. I think it's just gorgeous. How you deal with it is up to you. But back to the metaconcept. Okay. We have candles lit, I know.
Yeah, I've got a candle lit.
Okay, if you could bring it over and place it where the executive can see it.
Okay. Is Skip going to be the executive tonight?
That's correct. Okay, as our conductor is a little bit on the woozy side.
Would you like me to fulfill that task?
That is what I was going to suggest.
Thank you. I knew okay. that.
Now, unfortunately, because our normal conductor is very woozy, he is not very functional as a primary either.
I'll take secondary.
Okay, so you have secondary. Okay, so if you can switch places with Ryan. Okay. Now, Ryan, what we wish you to do is you will feel Russ's energy coming towards you. Is to wait a few seconds, and I will tell you when to release. And pass it on to Johnny. Now, it will come in a small, fine stream. And I believe you've misplaced a piece of paper, have you not? Don't worry about it. What we want you to do, Ryan, is to project at Johnny a thin stream of energy. And you will project that at Johnny, and Johnny will hold it until he starts himself to feel ready to release it. And I will be monitoring him from here so that we will know when he is ready to release, and I will tell him to do so, so he does not release prematurely or too late. As a beginner conductor, Skip, you're fully versed in what you do as an executive.
Yes, market. I am.
Okay.
You're going to put it out tonight?
You want to try?
Light. Oh, well,
how about we put it out?
Putting it out is easier than lightning it. Lighting it, I mean.
How about we put it out?
Oh, Maul, should I use my crystals?
Yes, if you will get the...
I've got them right here.
Okay, if you will give the mail to Skip.
Oh, beauty. I was wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Ryan, you are now fully aware of what a metaconcert is, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions on the metaconcert?
No.
Okay. Now, Russ,
Are you fully... No, you're not fully coherent. Count from 10 down to 1.
10, 9, 8, 9, 10, 9.
Now, take a deep inhaling breath. You do have a little bit of a headache, don't you? Okay. Now, inhale again. Now, exhale. Okay, do you have the energy crystal kicking around?
It's beneath your body. Excuse me. I misunderstood.
That's the healing crystal.
It's the healing crystal. I'm sorry.
Pass it down.
This one here? Next to the wizard?
Yes, that's the one. Okay, we're going to use that as Russ's energy source. It is something that is not normally done, and you will need to put that out on the full moon to recharge it. Okay, now, Russ, are you ready? Ready to draw the energy out of the crystal? Okay, on my mark, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, send the energy to Ryan. Okay, now stop sending the energy to Ryan. Ryan, did you feel that? Okay. Now, again, Russ, on my mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Send the energy to Ryan, Russ. Okay, on my mark, Ryan. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Send the energy to Johnny. Okay, on my mark, Johnny. 3, 2, 1. Send the energy to Skip. Skip, on my mark. 3, 2, 1. Fire. Okay, Russ, power down. Ryan, power down and relax. Skip, power down. Johnny, power down. I didn't mean fall over. It's a different experience, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes, I haven't been in this position.
Okay.
It felt good.
But very strange.
Yeah. I'm not accustomed to it.
Okay. Now we'll take a quick break whilst you gentlemen recharge and unwind. Skip, you did well.
Thank you.
The only one that seemed sure of himself was Skip at the moment. Russ is too white-tailed.
And what was my problem?
Lack of experience. And Ryan, you did well too. But I think the rigor mortis is setting
in. These crystals are really heavy.
No, they got hot.
Oh, yeah. I've got the water on the grill. You just got to turn it. Yeah, just got to turn it on. It's very full water.
Omar, question. Why did the crystal get hot in my hand?
Because there was more energy pumping through. You see, you're focusing hotter energy. You are using a manifestation energy.
My hands start sweating.
Mark's hands do it whenever he uses crystals.
Yes, they do.
And this one is certainly by...
We got it.
Okay. Need to get a better microphone stand. I believe your company has them, do they not?
Skip. My company? Are you talking to me, Omar?
Yes, I am.
No.
Are you sure?
We make bearings.
I thought your other business.
Oh, yes, yes, excuse me, yes.
Were you not thinking of tripods earlier on?
Yes, you're correct. I'm sorry. My mind was elsewhere, okay? Mm-hmm.
And what is on your mind at the moment?
Trying to clear it.
Yes, I understand. Say no more.
Clear it of a bunch of problems that keep lingering.
I understand that you will soon have one less problem.
Maybe three less problems.
That's a good way to put that.
And just a possibility that I might acquire two more.
Mm-hmm.
A possibility, not...
What is better, to lose three and to gain two?
Yes. Advantage?
Certainly. It helps you spiritually as well as physically.
Yes. The lady we're talking about is...
I believe I have met her once.
Yes, she's a very fine person. Mm-hmm. Very fine person. I have a personal problem of coping with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is part of your learning experience.
Yeah, true enough.
Remember, you have to establish a karmic path for you on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Curious, better equipped to explain it in your terms, I would get all, what is the term, highbrow in explanation and start talking in terms that only a psychiatrist would understand.
No, I'm with you all the way on.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been doing a lot of self-education here in the last 6-8 months.
Yes.
And I'm learning a lot more than I knew in the past.
It's about cause and effect on a logical pathway.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like I said, I'm having a personal challenge of clearing some of the past debris.
Okay. I have a message for Russ from Kiri. Bring out your dad. Bring out your dad.
I was fine earlier.
I'm going to go use that.
Okay, and then when you get back, we will get ready to continue with the meta concept. Then we must stop Mark's body from bruising himself.
Well, Mom, meanwhile,
yes,
is it appropriate to ask a question?
Certainly.
Even it's personal, but doesn't direct me. It doesn't involve me directly.
Okay.
But it involves me indirectly.
Okay.
It involves a very close friend of mine. Is it a good move on both of their behalf?
I cannot interfere due to the fact that personal nature, personal questions, and interference are very frowned upon. If I say one thing and it turns out to be the opposite, then I am causing a problem. An example of this is a lady that was or is supposedly a psychic. And she advised a lady to get rid of her husband because he was not going to live very long. This was not the case. And so therefore it was ill-advised and caused a lot of problems in the relationship. And we are not exactly forbidden. Common sense is used in our discretion. But it is advised most of the time not to say do this or do that or this is right or that is right. Okay, gentlemen. Are you nice and relaxed?
Yes, we're ready.
Ryan, are you relaxed? Are you alive down there? Are you sure? You do not need a wooden box with a lid? About 6.5 feet long?
No, not tonight.
Okay. When you're ready, Russ. Okay. Right. On my mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Send the energy to Ryan, Russ. Five, on my mark, Ryan. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Send the energy to Johnny. Johnny, on my mark. 3, 2, 1. Send the energy to Skip. Skip, on my mark. 3, 2, 1. Fire. Okay, Russ, on my mark, 3, 2, 1, disengage. Ryan, on my mark, 3, 2, 1, disengage. Skip, on my mark, 3, 2, 1, ceasefire. Johnny, relax.
Had it going.
Certainly.
Yeah, it's much more focused.
That will come with practice. Mm-hmm. A little bit dizzy, are we not? I wanted to see with my own eyes.
Yeah, I feel a little lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beam was definitely more concentrated.
Yes, more tighter.
Yes.
Omar, I've done something this time I've never done before. I concentrated from the primary all the way through to
mm-hmm. Okay, that is good. That is your own little innovation. Sorry, I was going to... Yes, I will show off. Show you what one mind can do on its own. Well, you have to remember that I have had many thousands of years of practice.
Yeah.
I got a lot of that is something that the conductor has to learn to regulate is the flow of energy.
Yeah, I got some of that overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that... I'm kind of being overwhelmed here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, Maul.
Yes.
Can I interject here without interrupting you? Or
you wish to know about controlling the energy flow, correct?
Well, also, I was going to ask about to do this meta-concert correctly, we do need this kind of energy here.
Mm-hmm.
That Ryan and Skip install in this meta concert.
Correct. There is quite a number of important factors that is necessary for the group to work with, that the energies must dovetail together. And you make a very good primary, Ryan. You have plenty of energy that is focused and very well handled. You have a lot of potential. Russ, on the other hand.
You can feel it too swift.
Russ, could you do me a tremendous favor? Okay. Visualize a penny. Now manifest.
Yeah.
Do you not remember those, Johnny? Those lessons on manifesting pennies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is still going for us. Leave it. I was joking. You are in no fit state to manifest.
It's amazing how Amber
and good. I believe we also have to work on David's healing.
This is male and this is female. Yeah. But I mean, you know, It's not like, you know.
Yes, we will set that up with your charming, down, mischievous though. Wife.
I was soaking wet there.
Yeah.
I grabbed a hold of a young lady one day to get rid of her headache. In 30 seconds, my shirt.
Do you have a question, Russ?
All I've done was.
Ryan, any question that you wish? You surely must have at least one question.
Ask him about the thing with the books. Yeah, it's nice. I can answer it. It should be good. That's the. Is
it? But. I'm just going to push him out. Actually, I was about to suggest Kiri's closeness with her grandmother would be much more useful in this circumstance. Johnny, do you have a question?
Yes. How do I control and focus my energy?
Yes, as the conductor. Okay. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, we were going to discuss that, were we not?
Yes, it's very important.
Okay, yes, because... one of the things as a conductor is if Skip got overwhelmed with the energy and stopped sending out the energy to the flame, you would get what is known as a flashback. And your function is to stop the flashback from taking out the rest of the concert, hence the name conductor and the term metaconcert. So, unfortunately, the conductor has a very dangerous role. That if something goes wrong, it's his job to stop the flashback from taking out the meta concert.
Okay, now, with my ignorance or just lack of knowledge on the whole subject, mm-hmm. I assumed that I should put out as much energy as possible and Skip, being the executor, mm-hmm. would be able to handle and control and focus whatever I throw at him.
No, not exactly. I should have elaborated on the conductor role a little bit. What you do is that you hold the energy and let it out in a steady stream, a little bit larger than the diagram that was drawn last week, but not in a huge amount like a river crashing on a beach of some kind. It has to be controlled in a steady stream. But you needn't worry tonight that we would have inserted ourselves into the meta concert and that would have saved the whole entire meta concert and everybody from any energy flashbacks. We would have used the energy to probably extinguish the candle.
Well, naturally, I wouldn't want to do anything to injure or interfere with our knowledge here, because all of us obviously the reason why we're here is because we seek knowledge.
Correct. Now, the best way to describe the conductor is like a fuse in an electrical circuit. Is you have Skip as the lights and Ryan and Russ as the battery pack. And somewhere in between, the energy runs, which is the wire, I believe you would call it.
Yes.
And you're the fuse. Now, what happens if the battery sends out too much energy?
Well, the fuse will blow.
Or if there is an energy flashback from the light?
It'll still blow.
Correct. The fuse blows whichever way. And your job is to regulate the energy flow so that the light doesn't burn too brightly and that the battery doesn't get drained too much. What we're planning to do is to work up the stamina so that you will have plenty of stamina, and we will rotate the primaries and the secondaries and the conductor. We may occasionally try a different executive to see how it works, because if everybody has experience in every other person's role, then if necessary, let us say, we need a healer. to have lots of energy from a meta concert. Russ would be the perfect. Russ, that penny, please. We'd have to do this scientifically. Yes. Okay. Actually, it does leave us with a bit of a problem. But it would be well trainable. Now, on the other hand, if you were needing somebody to go in as a, what would be the word?